Tonight, President Obama will deliver his final State of the Union address. The president has brought up student loan debt and higher education costs in previous addresses. And Senator Tammy Baldwin hopes that will be a big part of tonight's speech.
Tammy Baldwin joins us now. Senator Baldwin, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, it's a delight. Thank you.
Well, why did you want to focus specific attention on the issue of college affordability as we run up to the State of the Union address tonight?
Well, it is such a critical issue facing not just students and graduates and parents of students, but frankly, it's an issue that faces our nation's entire economy. Because as students are grappling with these incredible debt burdens, they're finding not only does it affect their choices after school, but it's also a drag on the economy overall as they have less capacity to buy houses, to buy new cars, to start a small business. And that impacts all of us. So I think this is the crisis of our times, and that I'm certainly hoping to hear from our president at the State of the Union tonight that this is a high priority for him and our nation.
I understand you have a UW Parkside student, Brittany Woods, as your guest at the address tonight. Can you talk about Brittany's story and why it fits into all of this?
Absolutely. I met Brittany at a student roundtable that I held earlier in 2015 at UW Parkside. And after hearing her story at the roundtable, not only her personal story of struggling to afford a higher education and not really having had the background in what she would need to know to apply for grants and financial aid, I also was really inspired by the fact that she's become an advocate for fellow students and the next generation of students to come after. And so it was my honor to give her a call and invite her to be my guest at the President's State of the Union address so that she can amplify her voice in highlighting the need for Washington to take action on college affordability and the student debt crisis.
Have you found that college debt, college affordability is an issue, unlike a lot of issues, that Republicans and Democrats could actually work together on?
Well, I think that it is precisely the type of issue that we need to work together on. And sometimes it frustrates me and stymies me that that they haven't embraced our efforts to confront the enormous debt loads that students are facing and parents of students are facing, but also affordability moving forward so that the next generation can afford to get the higher education preparation they need to start new careers. You know, student debt is not, we're not able to refinance it because of impediments in the federal law. But if you buy a house, you can refinance the house when the interest rates go down. You can refinance an automobile. You can refinance a small business loan. This kind of sticks out as the sole exception, and it doesn't make sense. And I think that we can come together to change that, and I certainly hope we do.
Is that one of your top priorities, one of the things you're hoping to hear from the president, that refinancing issue?
Well, I really think we have to take a longer range view on this. The student debt piece of this is it's hit crisis proportions. We have $1.3 trillion in aggregate student debt in this nation. About 40 million people hold student debt. There are people who are becoming Social Security eligible and still have debt from their higher education. It's just a real crisis, but it is not enough. We also have to confront the costs of getting a higher education moving forward so that this doesn't just replicate itself with the next generation of incoming students. So that's where I also place a high priority on the affordability side. And I've introduced legislation called the America's College Promise Act, which would help students access the first 2 years of college tuition free. So this would be at a community college or a technical college. It's recognizing that in the 21st century skills-based economy, that people really need 14 years of preparation, not just 12, to get a good start in their careers and their life ahead of them.
Would those 2 years, would that be need-based? Somebody in financial need would get that, or is that something you'd try to apply to all students across the board?
The America's College Promise Act applies to all students, and it is really a federal-state partnership, obviously voluntary from the state's perspective, but we're seeing states like Tennessee and Oregon try this out, and with great success, and we're talking about a red state as well as a blue state, So this is not something that needs to be partisan. But I think that if you look back to Wisconsin's history and the commitment that we made well over a century ago, to write into our Constitution access to a free public education for all of our children, at that point in time, it contemplated that 12 years of education was enough to give somebody a start in a career. And we know today, in our high skills economy, that more preparation is needed. And I think we ought to make it maybe a K through 14 commitment for the 21st century. And that's what this legislation that I've introduced embodies, and that's the spirit behind it. And I also have to say it was inspired by the president's call for Congress to make this investment in his State of the Union last year.
It sounds expensive, this idea of providing. This is a lot of students, potentially, we're talking about.
There's no question that it would be a lot of students. They say the estimates are that about 9 million students nationally could benefit if this were fully implemented across the country. Community college and technical colleges tend to have lower tuition than some of the other institutions out there, but it is a significant commitment in our workforce and in our young people's future.
Talking to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin about college affordability in the run-up to tonight's State of the Union address. So when we talk about higher education, there's been a strain of argument, and this has come up in the presidential race some. Maybe we're sending too many people into college, especially along paths that we don't need more of. No more philosophers, for example, I think Marco Rubio was saying. Is government assistance, in effect, giving kids an incentive to pursue expensive college tracks that might not end up being valid career tracks?
Well, you know, I really think that we ought to re-examine this. We're going to have an opportunity in this coming year when the Senate Education Committee, on which I sit, reauthorizes the Higher Education Act. And part of, I don't fall quite into Marco Rubio's camp on this, because I find that a liberal arts education is of enormous value. But we have a lot of folks who are very focused and very interested in getting the skills they need to compete in the 21st century economy. I hear from employers in Wisconsin all the time that there is a skills gap between what they are looking for in terms of hiring and what the local workforce has to offer. And I do think we need to do a better job of matching that. And part of what that involves is partnerships at the local level between area employers, area industry, and the technical colleges and community colleges in the regions of our state. They're a model, frankly, in Wisconsin, and they're doing heroic work in terms of helping us recover from the deep recession that we experienced in the late 2000s. That said, we can still do better to try to match and align student interests with jobs available in the area and sort of counteract the brain drain that we complain about a lot.
One argument about the cost of college, the high cost of college, is that the cost is really high. Tuitions are really high. We've seen some tuition freezes here in UW system schools over the years. Is there something that the federal government could do to keep those costs down, regardless of if the student is paying or the parent is paying or some kind of federal financial aid is paying?
You know, there's no question in my mind that we can do better with regard to accountability of our institutions for higher education. I mean, there's was a huge pushback when the president said, I want more transparent data on how many of your graduates get jobs in their chosen field, how long does it take to get them, what is the cost per credit, and, you know, are you doing innovation? Are you thinking about new ways in the 21st century to deliver the higher education that people need? So I do think we can take additional steps, and whether it is a sort of scoreboard or, you know, that involves better transparency of these sort of outcomes, or whether it's other ways to hold the institutions accountable, students need to be able to review that type of information before making their college choice.
Senator Baldwin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Senator Tammy Baldwin talking about student loan debt and the cost of higher education and her hopes for that topic being addressed in tonight's State of the Union address. And by the way, President Obama's address before a joint session of Congress will air tonight at 8 here on Wisconsin Public Radio. The coverage hosted by NPR's Audie Cornish. The live special will feature the Republican response as well.